at Premier High School.
We are a tuition-free charter school serving grades 9 through 12. We offer a personalized program which gives you the opportunity to recover credits, graduate early, attend school around a work schedule, career and technical training, earn college credits while in high school, become eligible for military service. Learn more about how you can reach your goal.
Okay, good morning. This is Sister Mona. I just pray that any sister that's listening today is doing well. Let's go ahead and pray, Father. I just ask for any sister that's listening today that she just has a very honest relationship with you, so that her heart can just be restored and strengthened by your, your Son and your Holy Spirit, so that she can abound in fruit and in love for you and not be hindered. I ask all these prayers, you Father, Son, Jesus' name, amen. Okay, so going through Isaiah 33 in the book of Amos, talking about times of judgment, how dangerous things can get, the need to walk in the Holy Spirit, that He's the one that's going to be guiding you and protecting you, okay? And learning to hear the Holy Spirit and walk in Him, okay, more perfectly, and the type of persecutions that you're going to encounter when this happens. You have to understand, when you start, I just really want to reiterate this, when you really start walking in the Holy Spirit, the one true living God, okay, you're going to bear fruit, and you're not even going to notice it. It's just going to happen around you, not because of you, but because of Him. It's the Spirit of God, okay, and it's very rare, unfortunately, because of the condition of the church. It's lukewarm and very carnal, okay, and it's not Spirit-filled. So when you are Spirit-filled and walking in the Holy Spirit, okay, you're going to, Satan can see it, okay, he can see it, and he's going to try and quench your fire, okay, he's going to try and quench that light. Now, just for a brief moment, though, before I start getting into that, I want to talk to you just about persecution in general. This is 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, starting at verse 4. It says, "So that we ourselves glory in the churches of God for your patience and faith and all the persecutions and tribulations that ye endure, which is a manifest token of the righteous judgment of God, that ye may be counted worthy of the kingdom of God, for which ye also suffer." Okay? So persecution, that's what the Bible says. Okay, again, that ye may be counted worthy of the kingdom of God for which ye suffer. It counts you worthy, okay? I know you, it's kind of a humbling thing, okay? But that's what the Bible says, okay? And when you're going through things like this, you need to abide the vine, like I already spoke about. But I have encountered so many situations just where you need to be honest, okay, with the Lord. Persecution, especially demonic persecution, because it's not so obvious, and if you don't really know that it's taking place, you can just feel like something really bad is happening. You don't understand why, okay? And it's painful. It hurts. It hurts your heart, okay? And it hurts your heart intentionally, okay? Because like Jesus says, because iniquity will abound, the love of many will grow cold, okay? It's trying to get your heart to wax cold from the Lord, okay? And so you can have this sister that's really bright and really fruitful, okay? And then she goes through this really bad trial, and all of a sudden it's just like she's gotten toned down a notch. She still believes, but her heart has just been hurt. And in these cases, my best counsel is, honestly, to any beloved sister in Christ that has gone through something like this, is just to put your faith in Christ Jesus to restore you, okay? Not to try and fake anything, not to try and do anything yourself, not to try and lie to yourself and say, oh, it's okay, I still feel the same, or, you know, or try and muster up your own fruit or something, but just to believe, okay? Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, okay? And say, you know what, Lord, I feel horrible. I don't love you the way that I used to, okay? I don't have that fire the way I used to. I feel really hurt about the things that I've gone through. Just be honest with them. Not disrespectful, but honest, okay? Really honest. Scripture says where honesty and truth meet, iniquity is purged, okay? And mercy meet, iniquity is purged. And, you know, when you do that, what happens is He heals you in a way that you can't comprehend. Something good happens over there. You get all this understanding and light on over here. Something makes sense over here. Or you get blessed from over there. And all of a sudden, your heart just feels better. And you can't do that by yourself, okay? But if you believe on Him and you let Him do it, but you're honest about how you feel inside, He can restore you. And you can ask, Lord, I ask to have my love restored sevenfold, okay? And He'll do that for you. And you just need to believe in Him. I'll go and leave it there for today. Father, I just ask for any sister that's starting her day, that she has a fruitful day, abounding in the Spirit and glorifying your Son. I ask all these prayers you send in Jesus' name. Amen.